I want to share Amanda's story with you. In 2015, after being diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, she was told she only had months to live. She then decided to arrange and go to her own funeral. Well, accompanied by Reverend Adrian Stone and his wife Esther, here's Amanda telling her story.
This weekend is the most important in the Christian calendar. The story of Easter includes the lowest and highest moments a human can experience. We all go through strong and vulnerable times. Here is our Easter story.
In your eyes, I can see the pain. And in your heart, I know you're hurting again.
I'm Amanda. I'm a Christian living in Trentham, Stoke-on-Trent, and I shouldn't be here. Just over 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Then I experienced visions, like honey pouring out of my eyes. Thinking I was on the road to recovery, I was told the cancer had spread to my brain. Despite radiotherapy, after two operations, the cancer grew back.
But I've come to give you life, life abundantly, and you won't have to cry anymore, and you won't have to sigh, that's for sure.
October 2015, and I was dying, given months, not years, to live. I began preparing for the end.
Amanda's story resonates with the Easter story. A week before Jesus dies, he arrives in Jerusalem to a great celebration, but the tide of public opinion quickly turns.
Despite what everyone was telling me, I felt a sense of peace and came up with the idea of holding my own funeral. A funeral with a difference. I'd be there.
And you won't have to cry anymore. And you won't have to sigh, that's for sure. I'll take those broken parts and mold them in my hands. In my hand.
I wanted a celebration of my life, to be with friends one last time. How many of us get that opportunity? 250 people join me for my funeral. Friends from primary school, university, colleagues, even my kickboxing instructor came.
The night before he died, Jesus gathered his friends together for the Last Supper. They sat eating, and Jesus, reflecting as he broke bread, said, "This is my body, given for you." And after supper, he took a cup of wine and said, "This is my blood, poured out for you." Jesus told them he would die.
My mum couldn't bear the thought of coming. She'd already lost my sister to meningitis. My dad did come and found the whole experience horrendous. I didn't want pictures taken of me. My face had blown up with steroids, and I didn't want to be remembered like that. People spoke. We had food, music and dancing. My husband Dean alongside me.
I've seen those teardrops fall right to the floor, and I'll take you by the
friends, Jesus was captured by the authorities, taken for trial. He was accused of blasphemy and sentenced to death. The worst death the Romans could throw at him. Death on the cross.
evermore.
I'm Amanda. I'm a Christian living in Trentham, Stoke-on-Trent, and I shouldn't be here. I was diagnosed with cancer and told I had months to live. I decided to hold my own funeral and invite all my friends. I felt peaceful and accepting. I was going to heaven.
And you won't have to cry anymore. And you won't have to sigh, that's for sure. I'll hold you in my arms.
Following the funeral, I was told I'd sleep more. I was told I'd go into a hospice. I was told I was going to die. But incredibly, my tumour didn't grow back. Gradually, I felt able to lead a new life again.
At the cross, everything seemed to end. All that the disciples had hoped for came crashing down. It was finished. The sky went dark. All hope was gone. But we know it wasn't the end. Death didn't have the last word. The Lord of life came back to life. The God of hope lived out the promise of hope. He wasn't destined for death, and nor are we.
I'll take those broken parts and mold them in my hands, and there you stand, a new creation in my hand.
Over 5 years since my original diagnosis, my oncologist says I'm only the second person he's seen get through this in over 20 years. I put my recovery down to two things. Firstly, to my brain surgeon. She says I'm completely cured. Second, and equally, to God. When you've looked death in the face and are, with God's grace, somehow allowed to step back, you're simply overwhelmed with gratitude. I'm known to my palliative care nurse as the Miracle Lady.
The story of Easter is that God hasn't finished with the world. He hasn't finished with you or me. The hope of Easter breaks into the hopelessness that you may feel, offering new life to everyone, everywhere, forever.
And you won't have to cry anymore. And you won't have to sigh, that's for sure. I'll take those broken parts and mold them in my hands, and there you stand, a new creation in my hands.